Whatever the time of day, whatever the time of the night, we're here to serve you a big dose of genericness with your host, Dale Campbell.
Generic live show. Thanks for joining us. So glad you can be with us here on the show. It's good to be here. Good to be back in the saddle once again. A couple of notes to get out before we jump straight into the broadcast today. I want to thank people for wishing me I don't know what the I don't know what I'm saying. I want to thank everyone for the kind words on piece I did again last semester in November, the privatization of universities piece that I got and passed around. Well, I want to thank everyone for the... I'm just sitting here, I do what I do. I do what I do every single week. I do what I do, and people are inspired by that, so be it. But if they're inspired by it, then good on them. If they're not, well, that's not for me to say. But I do appreciate every single bit of feedback that I do receive. Now, also want to mention this one thing in an update in that privatization of universities story. MLK, cafe. I shouldn't laugh. That's the name of it. The name is MLK. MLK. The cafe that the privatized cafe that has opened up on. They actually hired some of the former people that did. A handful of people did get to keep. After all, after start. Threw up in the air as to their future. There are 6 staff members that remain at JCU working for MLK, the cafe, James Cook University. Fantastic. And I don't care that I'm name dropping here. That's how excited I am. I'm ecstatic that they actually got to keep out of the 25. I'm just glad that something's better than nothing. These are fantastic people. They're dedicated. They put their heart and soul into why they add together that the too much. Want to a bit of point of order there. In that regards, a quick comment on that regards before moving on. One thing I will say is it is still good at the time, and this is what's getting traction from this story, that I said at the time that every single day, yes, they make your coffee, but you see them every single day, 15 weeks at a time. You do see them a lot, and you do get to know them personally, and it's quite refreshing to see that they're not working for the university, are actually being still employed and still have employee. They're still being employed and not joining the line. That's the main point. Brag, they're in the show. Also, want to get a humble brag. Remember, we are doing a special live broadcast. Cairns City Council. More of a test for a show I want to do when Australian elections come around. I want to do those sort of shows. We have an election here. It is between 8 Saturday morning. 8 Australian Eastern Standard. So, are we having some breakfast? We'll be doing the The election, the Kansas election, the mayoral election, as well that. So tune in if you just. Covering council elections. Now, that is that. This is, by the way, our final show in this time. Back to our original time slot. Yes! Our original time slot. 10 to midnight. That's 10 p.m. Wednesday nights. That is Eastern Standard. So, we'll be doing a nighttime show. It'll be morning there. It'll be fantastic. We'll be back in our original time. Great. Because I'm getting a couple of podcast listeners saying, I can't listen to the show. Don't worry. We'll be heading back to our 10 till time slot on. Don't never fear. We'll be here. Starts next Wednesday, by the way. We're not on Wednesday, the 2nd of March is when that. Now, back to important business. Breaking news. Do we have any fanfare? No. Oh, well, hang on. Hang on. The phone's ringing. Oh, hang on. Hang on. No. The phones aren't actually ringing. I just have. Noted, but I will say this, the big news, Dick Smith's phone was ringing off the hook, Australian company closes its door after failing to receive a buyer. Now, I know technical difficulties have been our forte, but we'll see if Sky play. Remember, the company was sold by Woolworths to, where is it? Where it was sold to. Acreage Capital Partners. There you go. Okay. Banks, from what I understand, but they failed to find a buyer. Let's see if this guy. I'll keep talking though while it. Dick Smith has lashed out this morning at the quote-unquote green bankers. He's to blame for the downfall.
News business reporter Carrington Clark is with me once again this afternoon. Carrington, you've been speaking to Dick Smith, who of course founded the company. What's he think about the stores finally shutting down?
Good afternoon to you, David. That's right. I spoke to Dick Smith on the phone just after this news was announced. And obviously, this is a man who started this business back in 1968. He subsequently then sold it to supermarket giant Woolworths in the 1980s. But having his name linked to that, obviously, he has a personal involvement with. And he had some very strong words for what has been called the greatest private equity heist in Australian corporate history. Now, that term was used by an investment house, Forager Funds. And Dick Smith echoed those sentiments. He said that he believes Anchorage Partners, the group that bought the company for $115 million off Woolworths in 2012, subsequently sold it less than 2 years later on the stock exchange, publicly listed the company for five times that amount, over $500 million. And now, about 2 years later from that point, the company is effectively worth nothing. Now, he says if the laws currently don't mean that people will be jailed for this, the Anchorage Partners in particular, for these what look like ridiculous valuations at this point, then the laws need to be changed. Now, Dick Smith has been in the news of late as well because it's been suggested he will be running against former Speaker Bronwyn Bishop in her seat of McKellar. He said that if he doesn't see ASIC take a strong line, that's the corporate regulator, then that will even increase further his chance of actually running against the Speaker in that seat because, as he said, it looks like there is toothless, as he put it, as the aviation regulator. So Dick Smith very fired up when I spoke to him. Obviously, he feels this personally. His name attached, 3,000 people now losing their jobs, and also the company that he founded, that he began, now looks like it's finally had its final throes in the Australian corporate scene. You can see behind me, we already had signs up for Dick Smith about going into receiver sale. That's been up for a while. The company went into receivership in early January. They said they were looking for someone to buy the company as a going concern. Today announcing they just couldn't find a buyer to buy it. And now what will happen as of tomorrow morning is the remaining stock will be liquidated at heavy discounts and the store wrapped up over the next 8 weeks. 363 stores across Australia and New Zealand, all will be closed within a matter of 8 weeks. And Dick Smith Electronics as a brand will be finished. David?
Amazing. After all that time, Karen and Clark, thanks very much for that.
And thank you to Sky News. Allowing us to use that story. Now, yes, Dick Smith, let's break this down, actually. Let's take a bit of time to break this down. 8 weeks and the brand Dick Smith will be finished. Now, I want to take some time here to note something politically. And I know we shouldn't make this Dick Smith is entering the realm of politics now. He has mentioned he will be running for the seat House of Representatives is currently sitting in. But I want to make a note here. How on earth would he get his political campaign up and running? Now, noted that he did make a very, very successful electronics component store, sold it to Woolworths, the supermarket chain, and then off as well. So, and his name is still attached to the brand. He hasn't let go of the brand. He hasn't disengaged himself from the brand. And this is more of a branding thing as well. Question. How would, and I might put this on the Facebook, not following the Facebook page, go to facebook.com/Dale Murray Cam. We don't have a GLS Facebook page. Question. How does start a political campaign for a seat? And by the way, he has said if he was to win that seat, he would then go on to a attempt to be Prime Minister from that one seat, but he would have to win a majority. That means independents would have a majority of seats, and the latest poll, independents are at 9%. Question. How does a man who has still attached himself to a brand, who has just gone into receiver liquidation today, Friday the February 20. How does this man now start a political campaign with this hanging over his shoulders? I don't think you can run a successful political campaign. Now, I don't know, there's no political opinion polls from that seat to say where he is polling in that seat, but I think I would imagine that it's not relatively high. I don't think placing high in that. It could be up to eight weeks by the time these stores actually close down, by the way. So we will keep an eye. As it develops. But I don't like, it's something that you don't want to be successful after this. My dad, and I know I probably shouldn't be there, but my dad, he went bankrupt. There was a once period in time that I was a stud. but now, you know, I'd say I'm... Anyway, he went bankrupt, and now he has a handyman business. He's in other areas, and he's relatively successful. But the point is, that was in 2012. That was in 2012. It's now 2016. That's 4 years. That's not jumping in an election year, mind you. In an election year, that's not jumping from this loss and to a political race within a space of 12 months. It's just less than 12 months. Less than 12 months because, you know, election year. It has to happen before before January 17th by the law of the Constitution. I just wanted to get that out of my system. Whew! I wanted to get that out of my system because it's important to know. You've got to look at every single aspect here. You've got to look at what is going on in terms of, you know, every single aspect of this guy's life. And he is running on aviation safety, which, mind you, candidate is kind of running on, because it just kind of run on topics that aren't really considered by the mainstream so much. But to break this kind of down, the Sky News story down a little. Mr. Smith owned the business since 19. 19- by the way, but he is still attached to the business. Said he believed the retailer had a future ahead of him. Quote, I am angry that these greedy bankers that could have kept going for a said he'd hoped the corporate watch. But I'm very proud that a business that I started lasted 48 years, thousands of people. But this is perhaps that has been told news.com.au. Careful, he could be next. I just reckon there's no money. That's why I sold out 30 years ago. Can I tell Mr. Smith? That's not how it works. I'm sorry, but that is kind of it's because there's less people in there, that means less. You've got less competitors. Electronics, kind of, big player. That's where I was going. Too many distractions going on here at the office today. Lots of things happening in my ear today. But he is a big player in electronics. You've got major electronics, Wi-Fi, Dick Smith, and if you remove one of the big players, it becomes a monopolized industry. If it wasn't already a monopolized electronics store. Make it any bigger. I mean, they will be closed forced to close their doors because Major 2 now will be kind of forced to up their game, so to speak. Now, one thing I will say is Harvey Norman has been floating a few. So they've been floating off a few of other. They're a superstore. They have superstores. Now they can still go into that realm of thing. I mean, be careful. But I think it's just those things where it's. Be a little bit careful how you frame things. Now, Harvey Norman also sell furniture and sell, you know, other things as well. It's just kind of messy, I think, for the election. Continue. We will break down this story. We will take another segment and break down this story, and it'll affect the analysis, of course, on this. We are losing a brand that has been around since, you know, last 48 years. A bit of time to break this story down. When we come back, we're going to again himself and where he's going there. We're just going to be breaking down. On a Friday, thanks for joining us here on Channel 1022. This is The Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday. Finally, a Friday here on The Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the show. Glad you could be with us, whether you're listening live or on your hard drive, live on YouTube. Thanks for watching if you are. Hello. You can see my beautiful face. Spoiler alert, if you're listening on the podcast later, we do put up the best of the show, the broadcast, the two-hour broadcast, every single week. Show. Now, we're continuing to break down this Dick Smith for those just tuning in, Dick Smith today announced that they after receiving failure to sell the business. They have basically run the business into the ground, according to Dick Smith. We are continuing to break down this story, of course. Is a major player in the national listeners for taking up an hour of your time dedicated to a but it is important because there's so many other factors to this. Will international vendors now see this as an opportunity gap in the electronic and try and fulfill it? My answer to that question is probably not. I think that it's possible. I don't think it's likely. What I mean by that is it's possible. Anything is possible. Internet is one of the facets of life, but I don't think that will happen so soon. But anyway, I want to continue to break down this story. Receivers troubled for the business yesterday, the 301 Australians, a total of 308 weeks. Has been desperately searching for a buyer since falling in debts up to $400 million last month, but received Hodgson's urge. Quote, while we parties, unfortunately. Now, that, by the way, is where I get my analysis for overseas partners coming in right away. I think they will do more of their research and then come over here. I think that is a likely. Quote, the offers were either values or highly ready for this. 2,460 Australian staff are expected to be paid. The 30 New Zealand paid in full to maximum statute 160 New Zealand law, rather. It comes on a black day of Australian jobs, by the way. It's a day for Australian jobs. South 32 announced 7,000 jobs from its local operation. We'd like to personally thank Dick Smith Whirlwind Turner on the Australian Securities Exchange in $520 million, but the small failed to resignate with plunge in the share. I think that is factually accurate. I don't think anyone expected this. And again, I'll make this point in the less than negative 30 seconds that we have here. I'll make this point again. Where is next for Dick Smith himself? And the employees. Where's next for them? Next for them is the unemployment line, where they're. But what's next for Dick Smith? His plan is to run against former Speaker of House of Representatives, Bronwyn Bishop, in her. That is the honest question. Can he honestly go around, turn this around? He stayed a major stakeholder in the company. Turn it around from being a part of this sinking ship to winning a political seat. By the way, independents have 9%. Way too much to talk about, and we already are running. But I will say, there's a surgence for independence, and Dick Smith might play on that a little bit. But saying that, he's not going to become Prime Minister. But will he win? Can he be successful in a political race? Tough to say. As we continue here on GLS, thanks for joining us here on the Generic. About them. Also, Facebook has announced that they are Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Finally, a Friday on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being 10:32.
You finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on a Friday, finally a Friday here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the show. We do appreciate you joining us. Now, we are going to be getting to Netflix. Everyone knows Netflix. Everyone loves Netflix. Oh, it's not there. Not to... there we go. If you... it is about to get a whole better. Yay! I don't know why I just... apologies to everyone wearing earbuds then. I just clapped. We're going to be trying to roll out a new version of the iOS apps for iPhone and iPad to make for the release next Wednesday. Ooh, just in time. Apple review revamped with a and who helps subscribers peruse. The update will also introduce an autoplay feature. Episode of a TV game. A crafty trick to keep Android users can computer at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Now, Vice President of Product Jaffe. Understanding watching Netflix using data when Wi-Fi is mind is working on a solution. Later this year, Netflix will be tweaking the settings to give users data saving mode, which will play at a lower bit rate. Netflix is also working past the streaming service. Previously, this action display. However, Netflix is working to create a feature actors in a television series. By clicking this information about the actors, rather, or across there you go. Now, if it decides to last time, but it's here's a video.
Man services have officially put our local free-to-air channels on notice. Streaming video on demand services have officially put our local free-to-air channels on notice. So what are they? Basically, they offer a library of TV shows and movies that consumers pay a set fee to stream online. They can select a show or a movie to stream rather than actually download it, wherever they want, whenever they want, as long as you have a decent internet connection. In Australia, we have three main services. Netflix is the one you've probably heard about, which starts at $8.99 a month, and that has shows such as House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. Stan is another one, which is $10 a month, with shows Breaking Bad and everyone's favourite, Friends. Foxtel's Presto starts at $10, but you're going to be paying $15 if you want unlimited movies and TV. Its best offer is The Walking Dead and my personal favourite, Modern Family. But what do you get over traditional TV? think of streaming services as complementary to your regular viewing. You're not going to get the 6 o'clock news or an AFL Grand Final, nor will you be falling in love with this year's Bachelor. What you will get, though, is every episode of a series at once, and loads of shows that will get you hooked and leave you binge-watching for days on end. Best of all, there are no ads. So what's next? Expect streaming services to continue to grow and more exclusive shows to come. New devices such as Telstra TV will soon hit the market too, bringing all the services together to make it easier to change between different shows on different services. We'd also be hugely surprised if we didn't see other foreign entries into our market, such as Hulu or Game of Thrones' HBO Go.
By the way, it's important to mention that yes, we are still getting these welcome to streaming service videos. But that's kind of there are three big players on the show about mind me while I scratch my ankle on the air. Professionalism, getting distracted. Lots of happy. Anyway, I know there's lots of stories in there. We've got lots to get through this hour, and we've got lots to get through next. But I will say this is, I'm still getting a lot of welcome to streaming service videos except here in this country, because just come in by the last but there's lots going on, and the thing is with Stan and Foxtel Presto, why? But I might try Stan out as well, because it is offering local exclusive. Content able to make partake in when establishing themselves. So that's only because Netflix is coming. Let's prep ourselves for something. So I don't mind this. Got Netflix, the huge one, and back, and then you go. What's the other one that I tackle? I don't know. Although I do. I might have to have lunch between the shows. I don't like doing that because I get a lot of. What was I gonna say? What's going on today? But anyway. Going on in my ears. But. Is going next hour, in the later half of next hour, but I think good, and now that we can do it from anywhere as well, so yeah, streaming services relatively in Australia with the launch of Netflix last year. Now, that we've all been waiting. I haven't added the dislike button, though. They will be counted as a... Facebook will assume... content. Ah! even if the person is anger emoticon. The company looked at one left by a user on their friend's Facebook post up with your actions. From Wednesday, actions is love, bow, or ha. Before January ended, we noticed emoticon. Services is about to get more emotional. I'm not in a creepy like escapade head. Wow! Access to creators. Users can hover over the like button on the desktop or mobile apps. Reactions give more options to the like button and will probably remain one of favorites. Facebook has officially expanded the signature like actions globally. In changing a core part of the company says try to keep things. Facebook users have reacted to this development by expressing much anticipated dislike button. Demoed for a year. Facebook started testing reactions in Spain and Ireland in October, and at the time it also included a reaction. Facebook changed its like button to a range of emoticons, including love, surprise, sadness. Arman Press reports, citing the Telegraph website, the reactions initially. Six new emoticons. Reactions was a dislike button, and at in September. But we're listening and know that they should be in more ways easily and something you see today. Facebook says now the reactions are only available in posts, pictures, and videos, not on not only like everything, we're going to be angry, we're going to be saddened, we're going to be displeased. But I will say this, one of the things I will, I have a few suggestions here on what other reactions there should be. There should be, is that not gonna, there should be a radio button, obviously, hear about it on the radio. There should be a, the dislike button is obvious. There should be, yes, I am reading. Yes, there should be a, there should be a yay one. I don't know why they didn't include it. There should be a throwing up emoticon. So that's interesting. There should be a peace sign. There should be a poop emoticon. And finally, and my favorite, there should be the happy whale emoticon. No context for that. As we continue here on GLS, so there you go. There's my suggestions for emoticons. Mark Zuckerberg, take those emotions and add them to your happy whale emoticon. I want to see that in the latest, in the next update. On a Friday, finally a Friday, thanks for joining us. I can't do the we've all heard the saying you snooze getting a here on GLS finally a Friday, thanks for joining us. 10:50. Yeah.
finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on a Friday. Finally, a Friday here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the show. It's great to be here. Thanks for joining us, whether you're listening to us live. And isn't this a rocking track, by the way? Yeah? No, you're not sleeping after that one. Thanks for that. Yeah, you're definitely not sleeping after hearing that rocking track. Now, I will say, have you ever heard this? According to the National Post, fitness routine is in months of the year. You're eating, exercising. One important thing missing. Yes, it's definitely not that. It might be sleep. They say an increasingly number of studies that show sleep deprivation is causing weight gain. Increase and a reduction in testosterone. Host of negative effects. Quote, you can have two people exact same workout, eating the same good nutrition, not going to hungry jail. But one is seeing huge personal trainer and kettlebell instructor. Sleep is the only time recovering and rebuilding. Stages, it's during the sleep stages of sleep that all tissue of body repair, says John Cotswold. But you have to get in. There are four parts of sleep. There's awake, stage two on rest, REM, about 90 minutes. One of the reasons patients is because they never reach deep sleep, says Bonstria. Works with patient at the regenerative orthodontic. They don't hit the button. What do we according to a study conducted in 2014, daily recommendation is the daily recommendation of sleep is 7 hours of sleep. 11.8% of people are getting less than or equal to 5 hours. So you can take the following. By the way, you can take the following measures if you want to improve. Want to score an A in sleeping, or by the way, this is this is based in an American study. By the way, make sure you have a bright work environment during the day. Well, people watching the video. Just soak in my my scenery here for a minute. Spend the last hour outside every day. Try to create stress-free evenings. Try magnesium or melatonin, both of which have shown to lessen anxiety before bedtime. Warm. Make sure your bedroom is cool and dark with no TV or other electronics, especially blue screens. It's harder for the pineal gland to produce pen and paper on the nightstand for important. Don't keep your phone by your bed unless you use it for an alarm. If so, do not disturb. Don't check text or. Actually, last night, I went to put this to the test last night, and we won't. But I will say this. If I did try this, by the way, and I did have a wonderful night's sleep last night. I ended around. When I went down last night, and I got up at about that's on that one. That's a lot of sleep though. But I did wake up in the middle of the I woke up at 2:30. Went oh, went back to bed. So yeah, from 10 to 2:30, then from 2:30 to 7. Oh, see, there you go. Here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us here on GLS. Now, we have an important has released white paper has come out and that the defense, the state of defense, well, in Australia, don't normally include less. It's 11:01.